Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Monday, the 11th of September. This week in the Battle Drill Daily Devotionals, we focus on bringing happiness to our communities. How can Christians spread hope to those who live nearby? Our Bible reading for this week is Jeremiah chapter 29 and verses 4 to 14. We're reading these verses today from the New Living Translation. This is what the Lord of Heaven's armies, the God of Israel, says to all the captives he has exiled to Babylon from Jerusalem. Build homes and plan to stay. Plant gardens and eat the food they produce. Marry and have children. Then find spouses for them so that you may have many grandchildren. Multiply, do not dwindle away. And work for the peace and prosperity of the city where I sent you into exile. Pray to the Lord for its welfare will determine your welfare. This is what the Lord of Heaven's armies, the God of Israel, says. Do not let your prophets and fortune tellers who are with you in the land of Babylon trick you. Do not listen to their dreams, because they are telling you lies in my name. I have not sent them, says the Lord. This is what the Lord says. You will be in Babylon for 70 years, but then I will come and do for you all the good things I have promised, and I will bring you home again. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. In those days, when you pray, I will listen. If you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me. I will be found by you, says the Lord. I will end your captivity and restore your fortunes. I will gather you out of the nations where I sent you and will bring you home again to your own land. Amen. What do you think about where you live? Do you love it? Or maybe you wish you were somewhere else. Do you ever pray a prayer for happiness and peace for your community? For those of us who live in a town or city, it's often not easy to live, work, or worship in it. Some have abandoned buildings, graffiti, and an underbelly of problems we'd rather not think about. God's people were in a city that seemed like hell to them. In 597 BC, the brightest and best of them had been carried out of their beloved city, Jerusalem, and exiled to Babylon. The Babylonians had treated the Israelites abysmally. They had destroyed Jerusalem, ransacked the temple, ruined the economy, removed their leaders, and enslaved the people. What a shock it must have been to hear Jeremiah declare that God commanded them to work for the peace and prosperity of that hated city. And this wasn't just the absence of conflict, but shalom, well-being, contentment, wholeness, health, safety, and rest. Likewise, we are commanded to further the public good, whatever we feel about the place where we live. This includes praying a prayer for happiness and peace for our community and being a good neighbour. It means social action. It means volunteering in the community. It means smiling at people. It means driving carefully and safely. And most of all, it means doing all we can to ensure the community in which we live knows Jesus Christ. As you think through these thoughts today, this question might help you. What are you doing to bring shalom to your community? I hope you'll join me again tomorrow for another Battle Drill devotional as we think about how to pray for our political leaders.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.